Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, today we're going to talk about something which has to do with our health, and it's also like a kind of very strong fear. Now, Anna, what kind of things are you, like, really super scared of?
Roaches.
Cockroaches. Yeah,
right.
I agree. Those things, they're really gross, and they're kind of scary looking, and they're really hard to get rid of. But
yeah. We're
not talking about bugs today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about something called claustrophobia. Mm. Now, don't worry. It is a very long word, but we're going to explain exactly what it is and how people can deal with it today during our article. We're going to read through it first, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading. The truth about claustrophobia. Most people dislike being stuck in a very small space without much room to move. I also can't stand this because it makes me feel trapped. As a child, I was in an elevator with my parents one day. Suddenly, the elevator stopped moving. We waited for several minutes, but it didn't move. The elevator seemed to get smaller to me with each second that passed, until it got power again and moved. Since then, I've had what doctors call claustrophobia, or a fear of being in a tight, cramped space. I sometimes avoid using an elevator in an apartment or office building and take the stairs instead. I still fly in planes, but I feel anxious the entire flight. Recently, however, I decided to conquer my fear. I took up judo classes because being pinned under someone is part of the martial art. At first, being held down by someone felt like being buried alive. But it's helped me to stay calm, become mentally stronger, and realize that even though I feel trapped, I will be just fine in the end.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, most people dislike being stuck in a very small space without much room to move.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm, yeah, who would enjoy that? I also can't stand this because it makes me feel trapped. So we start off by saying most people don't like being stuck in a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
If you are stuck somewhere, you're in a place and you can't get out. Like if you were stuck in an elevator, for example, it would mean the doors can't be opened and you have to stay in that place.
Right. So stuck means...被卡住了。那这个字呢，我们现在看到它是一个过去分词的用法。通常我们会被卡在一个地方，被困在一个地方。这个英文当中的片语可以用 be 动词，或者是用 get, be stuck in a place, 或者是 get stuck in a place。就像刚才 Joe 提到的，比如说卡在电梯里面 ，be stuck in an elevator。
Now I mentioned that word elevator already, and that's in our article too.It says, as a child, I was in an elevator with my parents one day. If you don't know what an elevator is, it's that box you have in tall buildings that takes you up to the different floors. So there might be an elevator in your home, like in your apartment building, or at the department store. Sometimes at department stores or at MRT stations, they also have something called an escalator.
Mm-hmm.
That's the set of stairs that actually moves for you. So you can just stand there and up you go. Now, when you take the escalator, do you walk up the escalator or do you sit there and just enjoy the ride?
No, I just stand on the escalator.
You're a stander.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm a walker.
Really?
Yeah, when I stand there, I feel like I'm wasting time. I'm just like...Okay, I better go, and I walk up the escalator.
Wow.
I think there's two kinds of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
People who walk up the escalator,
mm-hmm.
and people who stand on the escalator.
Right.
Okay, well, let's get back into the article. It goes on to say, suddenly, the elevator stopped moving. We waited for several minutes, but it didn't move. We see the word several here. We waited for several minutes. Several means many. We don't know exactly how many minutes, but if you waited for a long time, you might say, I waited for several minutes, several hours,
mm-hmm.
or it took several days to do something.
But it's kind of vague, so how many exactly does several mean?
Several would probably mean, like, say... More than three, more than five.
Yeah.
It depends from person to person.
Uh-huh.
It just means many or a lot. It's a general term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以其实真的蛮模糊的。那大概差不多翻成中文呢，我们可能会说，我们在这个 elevator, 在电梯里面呢，等了几分钟，但是电梯还是不动耶。不过我们回过头来可能要先澄清刚才有提到的两个单字。一个单字呢就是我们现在看到的被卡在电梯里面 ,the elevator。Elevator 通常指的是升降电梯。可是刚刚 Joe 呢帮我们补充了一个我们也会搭的一种电梯叫做手扶电梯。那么手扶电梯呢则叫 escalator。Escalator。
Now, the elevator seems to get smaller to me with each second that passed until...It got power again and moved. Okay, so I don't know if you ever had this experience, getting stuck in an elevator. It's terrible. It's an awful feel. Have you, this ever happened to you?
No, never.
It happened to me once, actually,
really?
When I was a kid. Yeah, and it's kind of bad because there's no power, so there's no air conditioning.
No.
So if it's summer, it gets really hot.
Right.
There's all these other people in there with you.
How many people were there?
The elevator was full, so probably like 10 people. So we're all standing there like this, like, okay, how are you doing? nice to meet you. And we just kind of made small talk for like an hour, so.
And then?
And then eventually somebody got us out. Somebody came and got us. But it's an awful thing to happen.And we see a phrase in this sentence that says, with each second that passed. Now, this is just a phrase that we use sometimes to describe the passage of time. With each, we could say, second or hour or day that passed, that went by.
好。所以接下来呢，我们看到这个作者其实自己本身也有这个经验，就是被卡在电梯里面。可是电梯呢，当时他的心情是如何呢？他说啊，电梯好像感觉越来越小。The elevator seemed to get smaller to me. 而且是随着每一秒钟流逝。在英文当中的这个 second, 除了有这个第二之外，它还有秒的意思。不过在这一句子当中的 with 指的是附带的状况，随着每一秒，哪一秒呢？ That passed.所以这两个字其实是一个关系子句，又来修饰前面的这个秒。所以这每一秒的流逝呢，好像这个电梯变得越来越小。不过最后终于 it got power again and moved.
Since then, I've had what doctors call claustrophobia, or a fear of being in a tight, cramped space. So this is what claustrophobia is.A phobia, P-H-O-B-I-A, is just a very strong, irrational fear. It means you fear something, but there really isn't a reason for your fear, and you can't control the fear. In this case, claustrophobia, it's a fear of being in a tight, cramped space. Tight space here just means it's very small, and there's not a lot of room to move around. So an elevator is a tight space because...It's only maybe a couple of meters across, a few meters high, so it's not very big. It's a tight space.
好，所以其实真正进入到我们的重点了，就是我们今天这篇文章主要就是在谈所谓的幽闭恐惧症。那么在英文当中，如果你对某一件事物有强烈的恐惧的时候，我们会看到单字的结尾是什么什么什么 phobia, P-H-O-B-I-A.而我们现在看到的幽闭恐惧症呢就是 claustrophobia。那么它到底是什么？在这句话当中逗点之后的 or 是一个同位语，它就用比较浅白的英文告诉你 It's a kind of fear of being in a tight, 很紧的 cramped space, 就是受限的一个空间里面。如果你觉得非常非常害怕的话，或许你也有这种所谓的 claustrophobia, 幽闭恐惧症哦。
I sometimes avoid using an elevator in an apartment or office building and take the stairs instead. I still fly in planes, but I feel anxious the entire flight. So This is what somebody who has claustrophobia might suffer from. They might get anxious if they have to do something in a tight space, like get on an airplane. Not a lot of room on an airplane, so it's a tight space as well. Might make you feel anxious. If you're anxious, it means you're kind of nervous. You're very worried that something bad or something negative is going to happen to you. So imagine if you had to take a long flight and you were anxious the whole time. It would be terrible. Sometimes if people are anxious, we say they suffer from anxiety. It's just another form of the word. It means the same thing. If you have anxiety, it just means you're worried all the time.
所以像得了幽闭恐惧症啊，或者是本身天生可能就是对于封闭的空间有很大的恐惧，这样子的人的话，可能对于搭电梯甚至是搭飞机就会感到非常的 anxious。 Anxious 是形容词，指的是很焦虑的意思，而你心中的强烈的担心或者是很恐惧一件事情的那个名词，所谓的焦虑，在英文当中是 anxiety。
Recently, however, I decided to conquer my fear. Okay, so if you have a fear or a phobia, what you want to do is conquer your fear. And this is a phrase we see a lot. Conquer your fear. Conquer something actually means to, well, get the better of something, to be victorious or to win when you're competing against something. In this case...It means you're competing against your fear. You're trying to get rid of it, to push it away, and to not have it anymore. So we sometimes say conquer your fear or overcome your fear. If you can't do that, then another phrase, if you're always in fear, we say that you live in fear. So these are all some different phrases that have to do withFears or phobias.
因为如果谈到恐惧，最常用的大概就是 fear。如果你一直觉得很害怕，活在恐惧当中，当然可以说 living fear。不过，通常我们的情况是，碰到什么害怕的事情，我们就要学着去克服它，或者是战胜它。在英文当中，这个动词叫做 conquer， C-O-N-Q-U-E-R， conquer， 克服或者是战胜 one's fear， 某人的恐惧。
Okay, let's find out how they conquered their claustrophobia or conquered their fear. It says, I took up judo classes because being pinned under someone is part of the martial arts. So they took up judo classes. To take up something means you start doing something new. You take a class to get a new skill or you take up a new hobby. Maybe you take up painting or music or something like that.So this phrase, take up, is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey there, it looks like you have something on your mind.
Yeah, I feel like getting in shape again.
What are you considering, then?
I want to take up a new sport, like volleyball.
Where are you taking the sport?
To take up something means to start doing something regularly.
I see. Take up means 开始从事某项活动或爱好。
Right. I want to take up volleyball and play every weekend.
I should take up something, too.
What are you thinking of doing?
Taking more naps, I think.
Okay, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to take up something. So our author took up judo classes because you're actually pinned under people in judo a lot. So if that happens to you, maybe it won't be such a big deal. That's how a lot of people conquer their phobias.Is they do the thing that they're actually scared of. It's really hard to do, but that's...
really hard.
Like imagine, okay, if you're really scared of cockroaches...
Right.
You would have to basically go into a room full of cockroaches.
No, no way.
Which would be an all... I think I would rather be scared of cockroaches, actually. I'll just take the fear, but that's how you do it. So let's find out a little bit more about the process. It says, at first, being held down by someone felt like being buried alive. Alive means you are living. It means you're still breathing. You're still in the world. So buried alive means you're like under the ground, like a dead person, but you're actually still alive, which is another whole terrible, fearful situation.
Right. 所以其实这里的 alive 指的是活着的，不过通常都会放在修饰词的后面。所以你现在看到的，如果是参加柔道的时候，被压住的时候，好像活生生的被埋着，埋这个字 ,bury, B-U-R-Y.
But it's helped me to stay calm, become mentally stronger,and realize that even though I feel trapped, I will be just fine in the end. So this is all about staying calm. If you are calm, it means you are relaxed. You're not worried at all. So that's what you want when you face your fears. You want to become nice and calm.
Right. 这样就可以学会保持冷静 Stay calm. 别走开哦，接下来是 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, now, Joe, you know I'm afraid of cockroaches. What's the stuff or one thing that you're most afraid of?
That's a tough one. You mentioned cockroaches. I really don't like cockroaches. Probably some sort of like dangerous animal, like snakes, I think.
Snakes?
I think I'm quite afraid of those. And I'll tell you how I know. It's because I was visiting a friend. Now, I didn't know this about this friend, but he had a lot of snakes in his house.
Back in the United States?
Yeah. He had a whole room full of them.
What's that?
And I was going, he collected them, and I think he sold them, like, as pets.
Oh, and I
was going to stay the night at his place, which was very nice of him, but he said, okay, here's your room. And he took me into the room, flipped on the light, and it was the room full of snakes. In cages, like in tanks and stuff like that, but still, it was a room full of snakes, and I kind of freaked out a little bit. So I guess I have a fear of snakes.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned your fear of cockroaches as being one of your main fears, but what's another of the things that you're most afraid of?
Being in a room that's totally dark, without light.
Okay, so you're afraid of the dark.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, that's...
And ghosts.
Ghosts too, okay. Well, I guess ghosts in the dark kind of go together.
Yeah, right.
That's how we scare each other sometimes, is, you know, you tell ghost stories in the dark. Maybe you just have a flashlight below your face and it looks really creepy. So ghosts in the dark, two very common fears, I think. And remember, everybody is scared of something. If you know somebody and they say, oh, I'm not afraid of anything, no, they are afraid of something, I guarantee it.You guys can discuss this amongst yourselves. What is one thing you are most afraid of? That's all the time we have today for English for You, but tomorrow we're going to be talking a lot more about claustrophobia. So please join us then. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The truth about claustrophobia. Most people dislike being stuck.In a very small space, without much room to move. I also can't stand this, because it makes me feel trapped. As a child, I was in an elevator with my parents one day. Suddenly, the elevator stopped moving. We waited for several minutes, but it didn't move. The elevator seemed to get smaller to me with each second that passed.Until it got power again and moved. Since then, I've had what doctors call claustrophobia, or a fear of being in a tight, cramped space. I sometimes avoid using an elevator in an apartment or office building and take the stairs instead. I still fly in planes, but I feel anxious the entire flight.Recently, however, I decided to conquer my fear. I took up judo classes because being pinned under someone is part of the martial art. At first, being held down by someone felt like being buried alive. But it's helped me to stay calm, become mentally stronger, and realize that even though I feel trapped, I will be just fine in the end.
Vocabulary Review. Stuck. The sailor crashed on an island and was stuck there for many years. Elevator. Tall buildings usually have elevators to quickly take people up and down floors. Tight. The trains are always so tight to be in during rush hour. Anxious. I feel anxious every time I wait to find out my final grade in a class. Conquer. The king and his army conquered the nearby country in the war. Calm. Sally always stays calm and never gets too angry or sad.